Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 103. Today we are debating the things that we are thankful for in kind of the spirit of the season, because this is our Thanksgiving episode. We'll be dropping, it should be on Thanksgiving. We're missing some members.
I can't believe I'm the first to say it. I'm thankful for you guys.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You beat me to it.
I was the first.
A lot of our members out traveling today, but we do have a little bit of like a motley crew together. We have Vibs. We have Nick live from Chicago, but not from studio, from your phone on an upward angle of your nutsack. We have Clemmer, we have Robbie, and we have Gia. All a bunch of returning guests. You've all been on at least once.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think, Clemmer, you're like our number one returning guest. You're basically part of the show.
On the understudy of Barstool, I think. Yeah. Anytime someone needs something last minute but never actually wants me to do it, I'm your man.
You're a utility guy.
Yeah.
Something like that, yes.
But yep, 103, doing the things that we are most thankful for. But before we do that, let's talk about 3Chi, one of our favorite sponsors here over at Barstool. Of all the things in life, one of the best has to be getting high wherever you want, whenever you want, without the paranoia of consuming some sketchy black market boof. What's the best way to do that? With 3Chi, of course. Yep. 3Chi has the highest quality cannabis products, from their delicious Delta 9 edibles to their industry-leading Delta 8 products to their new line of Delta 9O vapes. I always forgot about that, Delta 9O. Today we've got something truly revolutionary to talk about. That's 3Chi True Strains. You know, we've all been looking for that perfect cannabis experience. With True Strains comes a tailored cannabis blend designed just for you, whether you're in the mood for relaxation, euphoria, energy, or something in between. True Strains has you covered. And the best part, it's all backed by science. No more hit or miss with regular strains. True Strains delivers consistent, potent, and personalized effects that you can rely on every time you use it. So if you're ready to experience the next generation of cannabis, head on over to 3chi.com and explore the future of getting high the True Strains way. Go to Lights and all our Lights Camera Barcelona, The Bracket listeners get an exclusive 15% discount on all 3chi premium THC products. Go to 3chi.com and use promo code LIGHTS15 to get 15% off your order. Must be 21 or older to purchase. Please use responsibly. I feel like I was talking 2,000 miles a minute.
It was quick. It was like the end of a Hot Wheels commercial.
Yeah. That was a lot. First matchup of the day, our number two.
Wow, it really was.
Yeah. Is there a disclaimer at the end of a Hot Wheels commercial? Like, these cars don't actually go like this fast on
track.
They
do like a crazy long, like, these tracks.
Don't eat these, basically.
Osteoporosis.
So the way we're going to work the bracket today, just based on the submissions I got, the first half of our bracket is going to be the general bracket. So this is going to be more meta, big scale things. And then the second half of our bracket is going to be more personal things. So one's attributed to actual people here. And then the first half, again, not going to be really attributed to anyone, because they're so broad scope. And speaking of the broad scope, number two versus the seven, number two seed is electricity for things we're most thankful for. And a lot of the options we're going to have on here are very dependent on electricity. So it's going to be a huge one. I think every single video, everything here, right now, this is not happening without electricity.
True.
And on so many different levels, too. Like, Barstool doesn't exist without electricity. You know what I mean? Like, on every single level. And that's going up to number seven seed. This is a tough one. Dogs. As Clemmer had just right before you guys came on, or right before he came on, Nick was just showing off, I believe that was Wakefield, your dog?
Yeah, Wakefield dog, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Cute dog.
Very yeah,
cute.
Nick's met him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like his dog.
And we're a bunch of dog people here, so it's going to be a tough one. We'll start out with you, Nick. What do you like here?
Starting with me, huh?
What are you most thankful for?
You know, I'm sorry. I could live without one, but not the other. I'm going electricity.
Oh, electricity.
Come on.
Are you not a pet guy? The guy moved to Chicago. He talks to Eddie once, and now he's not a dog guy.
Yeah, that sucks.
No, I love dogs. I grew up with two dogs. But I also had electricity when my parents paid the bill.
What were your dogs' names? I feel like you had weird dog names.
No, Chip and Cooper.
I mean, Chip's a weird one. That's a weird one.
He looks a cool name. Chip, come here, Chip.
He looked exactly like the teacup from Beauty and the Beast.
Aww.
He looks like the cup?
Yeah. Yeah, he looked like the teacup.
Not the kettle?
Looked exactly like the teacup from Beauty and the Beast.
He kind of looks like the candle.
Yeah, you do come.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah. You know what I always hate is when people give their dogs or animals human names. Like I know someone that named their dog Matt. Can't do that. That's against the law, in my opinion.
I want to get the opposite a dog. Way. I like that. I like a dog named Steve or something.
I love that.
Yeah.
Both my dogs are named.
I'm trying to get a wiener dog here, and I want to name him Nick. I think like a dude having a dog that's also his name is so cool. Yeah.
Nick Jr. Yeah.
No, just regular.
It won't be annoying when you marry one day. Yeah. She's like yelling Nick, and you both run.
Both come running in. It's kind of cool too.
I'm not going to listen to my wife.
So that's one vote for electricity, Clemmer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm literally in the apartment with my two dogs, like right near me. I can't not choose dogs. Like
you said, the lights on. The one's deaf. Yeah, he can
over
say dogs.
Video.
That's all natural. Well, yeah, baby.
Yeah, the other one's not though. She'd hear me. Melfi would hear me. Wakefield doesn't know what the bark's going on. But I
you say what the bark.
What's that?
Did you say what the bark?
I said Wakefield doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Oh, I thought you said.
Oh, he said fuck.
I thought he said what the bark's going on. I thought
that'd be kind of funny if you did like that. You switched up the words for the dogs.
No, I'm not that clever. no, I'm gonna go with dog. Let's say we lost all electricity, or let's say I could make that choice. I would obviously choose my dogs. They're living things. I love them. But once they died, I'd really probably regret like not picking electricity.
Yes, dude.
But
just get another dog. Moment,
I have to choose. I can't like look my dog in the eye right now. Not choose. I love my dog so much. I gotta pick dogs.
You like?
You're gonna be sitting in the dark with a dead dog.
You like love your dog, but you need electricity. It's weird, or maybe not even need.
I know.
But
that's
I know. I need. I can't.
It's not what you need. It's what you're most thankful for, right?
It's true. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Great point. Great point.
Also, well, you know, Ken Jack, look at me. You think I could survive without electricity? I need all of our modern things. Otherwise, true. I'd be lost.
That's true.
I can't go in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'd be no baseball reference, Clemmer.
Oh, I'd be fucked.
Robbie.
I'm with Clemmer. I'm going dogs. I get it. You need electricity more, and it's probably more useful in your everyday life. But I must say, 10 times a day, like, damn, I'm thankful for that dog. That dog's awesome. Wakes me up. My dog woke me up this morning just with a kiss to my face in bed. I opened my eyes. It was sitting there looking at me just like, hey, you ready to get up? It is the best. So I got to go dogs.
One for dog. Did you ever have an electric dog? One of the iRobot dogs?
Oh yeah. I had an electric dog. I also had a Nintendog.
Nintendog too? Mm. Yeah.
When I'm at the pharmacy, there's the display of like the fake pets for old people. Nothing makes me more sad than seeing the fake cat and like the fake dog that you can buy for a senile old person.
Oh.
Gia?
Yeah. Robbie made me change my mind because I was going to go electricity, but then he said, this is what you're more thankful for. I'm more thankful for my dogs. I love my dogs. They're my lifeline. They're so cute. They're such good girls. I just love them.
Do
so
they have human names? Or?
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, technically Lola, and the other one's Flo.
No, but there's some that are not, like, mixed names, you know, mixed-use names.
I wouldn't say those are, like, human names.
No.
But Lola is a girl's name.
Yeah, but that girl also, any girl named Lola kind of has a dog name.
And when you say Lola out loud, the first thing you think of is a bunny.
Yeah, exactly.
There's actually a website where you can enter a name, and if it's more commonly for pets or humans. I forget the website name, but it's pretty interesting.
Oh, I'll look at that later.
Yeah.
Vibsy.
Yeah, when I get home and I flick the lights on, and it's dogs. It's dogs for me. Because when I get home and like the dogs greet me, there's no better feeling than just them being excited you're home. If I got home and I didn't have dogs, I'd flick the lights on. I'd be like, wow, I just live in an empty shell of a home.
And you don't get that excitement from using technology.
I already said I'm thankful. I already said I'm thankful for you guys. You're all so fucking stupid.
Too bad for you. Nikki the dog. Nikki the bad, some would say.
My dogs are named Jane. Is that too human?
That's a human name. That's a human name.
And then Nora. Nora Jones.
That is a literal human.
That is a literal human,
So dogs is going to move on.
Oh,
next matchup is the number 3 seed versus the 6. The 3 seed is air conditioning. That's one, especially depending on where you live, an absolute must. And that's going up again. Or not even again. We're not doing necessity. It's being thankful for it. And I'm thankful for it every summer, every day I get an AC. And that's against the number 6 seed. Just, I said Uber, but like rideshare services, things of that nature, let's say. And let's start with you, Vibs.
I'm a, I walk everywhere. I love walking. I don't take Ubers. I never take an Uber. If I can walk there, I will. Air conditioning. But when I walk there, I need air conditioning because I'm sweating my balls off. It is, especially in the summertime in New York City. I'll walk to work and I'll have like a different outfit. I'll wear like a tank top on my walk and then I'll change into something when I get here. I'll have a sweat towel that I bring with me. It's a whole routine. So I'm going to definitely say AC. AC over Uber.
One for AC, Gia.
Yeah, I'm going to go AC too. I'm not thankful for Uber. I don't really care for Uber at all. It just takes my money. And most of the time I feel really uncomfortable in the back seat. There's an odd smell. It's just, it's a nightmare. So I'm going to go with, what was the other one? AC, because yeah, I hate sweating. I hate sleeping in hot weather. So if it's not freezing cold, I can't sleep. So yeah, AC.
Agreed.
Easy AC for me. And I love Uber. It was one of the things that I put in there. I use Uber every day, go to the train station, like the $10 rides and stuff. Mm-hmm. Great, great, great service. But there's nothing better than walking into a nice air-conditioned room or like an arcade on the boardwalk on a hot summer day or something like that. It's got to be AC.
Especially the AC of certain places, like the Apple Store AC, where they pump oxygen into it.
Yeah, real good.
It's a nice one. Clemmer?
Yeah, I'm old, obviously, as we all know. I can remember a time without Uber, and it was fine. You just relied on cabs. It was fine. I don't remember a life without air conditioning, but my grandmother does, and she would talk about it up until she died. She was like air conditioning, like in the subways. She remembered like Boston subways didn't have air conditioning, and she said it was just horrible. It was like the most horrible existence. Like, she would always talk about how great air conditioning is. I can only imagine life before air conditioning must have been treacherous. I got to go AC.
Another for AC. Is it a clean sweep, Nick?
Absolutely not. You got what short memory you guys have? Like going out with your friends and one of them just can't drink and have fun. Like I grew up in a town without cabs.
I never used Uber in high school.
So I'm talking about college.
Oh well,
you didn't. But my hometown only had one Uber driver, and it was Kyle's dad, and he moved away. So. One of your friends just had to volunteer to not have fun that night.
Mm-hmm. You used Uber in college?
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I definitely used Uber in college.
Right? Why wouldn't you?
But I feel like you just walk to the bars.
Depends on where you go to college.
Yeah. I don't really remember Ubering that much, at least in the beginning of college.
Yeah, I Ubered in college. Damn. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I'm always cold anyway. I'm a window open guy a lot of the time. I turn on my AC very few times, so I'm going Uber.
Your AC in your last apartment sucked so bad. I do remember that. So I can see why
didn't
you didn't care that much.
Yours didn't work.
I don't know about you guys. I have horrible allergies, so I have to keep the windows closed. So the AC is a godsend. The same vein Clemmer was talking about, his grandma complaining about life without AC, my dad always talks about how like he lived in the country and just had to have the window open and the smell of shit and just pollen coming in. Mm-hmm. It was just unrelenting. So I probably wouldn't survive if I didn't have AC.
And they don't really do it.
For the record.
Right?
Europe, I don't think they have AC really.
No, they don't have AC in Europe.
That's
awful.
Fucked up.
Dude, it's oscillating fan.
Horrible. It's horrible. Really weird.
I had the worst panic attack of my life. I was in Milan and it was like 10 p.m. I was trying to sleep and it was like 105 degrees. It was terrible.
10 p.m. in Milan.
I'm so sorry you were panicked in Milan.
You knew that was coming the second you said Milan. I was like, oh boy.
Whatever.
Yeah. The boys were salivating.
Yeah.
For the record, I've seen sweaty Vibs in the morning at the office, and it is a sight to see.
When I get here, people are like, did you run here? It's like, no, I just walked to work.
Yeah. Do you remember this morning when like I was talking to KFC and like you ran over to get your thing and they're like, oh, Vibs, you don't have to run.
Yeah.
I remember I literally said them as you're walking away. I'm like, why do you think he looks like and like we look like what we look like?
This dude's
just walking and running everywhere.
Walking and running everywhere. I have to. I got the metabolism of a hummingbird because I'm always moving fast.
Constantly.
Got places to go.
Air conditioning is going to move on. Now we have the four versus the five. The four seed is cell phones. So cell phones is something where you might think like, oh, it's a curse. Oh, it's this. Like there are so many moments where you should and maybe be taken for granted sometimes, be way more thankful for a cell phone. Whether it's like, you know, having Google Maps at this time, having like you being able to call somebody, being able to text somebody for something. Like I think we do take it for granted way more than we should. And that's going up against the number five seed. Just an easy one. And one person here might not like it. Just the fellas. The fellas. Being thankful for the fellas at the number five seed.
Fella is gender neutral.
That's fair.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Let's say gender neutral fellas. Nick, you're up first.
I love the fellas, but I love having a cell phone. It is a boredom. It's a device that it could solve boredom. It cured boredom. I do everything on it, and I'm going cell phone.
One for cell phone, Clemmer.
I would throw the fellas away for a cell phone.
No, I'm like the fuck the phones. I'm so thankful for my friends. Like you guys know, I'm all about camaraderie and all that stuff. I love that stuff. That stuff is like my favorite thing in the world.
Why does this sound so lame when you say it out loud, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds so what?
It sounds lame when you say it out loud. I'm with you. I agree with everything you said, but when you say it out loud, it's just don't say that, man.
Robbie, everything I say sounds lame when I say it out loud. But it's all true, and it's like, yeah, I mean, this I mean half of me loves the phone. Like, it is obviously, like you said, Ken Jack, like having everything available to us is an amazing gift, and I am thankful for it. But like the idea of like having like the like friends around, that's really my favorite thing in the world, because like that's the best. So it's got to be that. That's gonna be tough to beat for me.
Ooh, 1-1.
Yeah, give me the phone. I think if you took my phone away, I'd be dead within 20 days.
Dead in 20 days?
Yeah, give me 20 days and I will be dead. One way or another, I don't know how. Maybe I got involved with the wrong people. I didn't get the subway to the right track, got involved in the wrong area. I would be dead within 20 days. And I picked 20 because when I – sorry to say this, and G is in the room. When I did the no cum
challenge.
Jerk-off challenge.
Yeah,
it was 19 days I lasted. I think I would last one more day without a phone and then
It's weird that I remember Robbie lasted 19 days. Like, it's like a something in history. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's
like 40 days and 40 hours.
Yeah.
2-1 in favor of cell phone, Gia.
This is tough because I love my phone and I also love my friends. I feel the same as Clemmer. I love a good night out with my friends, a good wholesome night with my friends, just laughing, having fun. But I feel like I wouldn't have such good friendships without my phone, because my phone like keeps me in contact with them. And how would I even hang out with them if I didn't have my phone in the first place? Because what am I going to do? Knock on their apartment door or send them
you'd call them.
But how? There's no phone. There's no phone.
With like a landline, you're saying? Yeah.
Yes, that's what you do. You call the landline. I swear to God, life in many ways was so much better before phones. I agree,
Clemmer. I agree for sure. But with long distance friends, you know, like Instagram, convenient. Snapchat, like I'm keeping up with all of my Michigan State friends through my phone. So I wouldn't know unless we were writing each other letters. So, you know, I'm going to go phone.
3-1 in favor of phone is going to win. But Vibs,
I do love, remember like ringing someone's doorbell back in the day and being like, hey, is Ben home? Can you come outside? And you had to talk to their mom. Yeah. I do like having a personal line to someone so you don't have to call their home and like talk to their mom. One time, my eighth grade girlfriend, Charlie Barlow, I called her to see if she wanted to go to the park, and then I said, I love you.
Oh,
but I couldn't tell the difference between her voice and her mom, so I told her mom that I loved her.
No.
I was like, hey, can you come to the park? And it was just...
Hell yeah.
So that was the worst day of my life.
What'd she say?
I hung up. I immediately hung up there and said, I love you. And then Charlie, whenever we met up, was like, yeah, that was my mom. And I was like, oh, God. Deb Barlow. Maybe I do love her. So the cell phone would
you should reach back out to her.
Yeah. she's a fox. She's an attractive woman. Very sweet, very nice.
If you
you're talking like Trump now. Very sweet, very nice.
Beautiful woman. They don't make women like her. Her husband's so lucky. I wish I was him.
Husband's a dog, treats her like a dog.
So I'd like to avoid moments like that. That was cool. But there's nothing better than just sitting in a room with your friends and just riffing. Just riffing bits. Just until 3 a.m. It's fun. You gotta say hanging with the fellas.
Mm-hmm. So that's cell phone's gonna move on by one vote. Now we get to do our trade-in game before one seed. Just a simple three options: music, food service apps, and beer.
Cool.
Maybe we can expand it to alcohol. I think might be better, but beer feels more appropriate. Vibs, which one of those do you want to go up to place our one seed?
The one seed is
I'll tell you.
Okay,
after.
Okay. So
music, food service, apps, and beer.
Music is great. I think anyone who doesn't like music is a total weirdo. Like when you're like, yeah, I don't really listen to music. It's like, how? Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Do you not like laughter? Is that like?
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm gonna say music. Man, nothing's better than not having to cook and just like having a lazy day and just getting something on Uber or Eats or whatever. But it's so expensive with all the fees. I'm gonna say beer. The alcoholic in me is gonna say beer, just because it's like the sign that the weekend's here. You crack open a beer, just relax, sit there, hang out with the fellas, have a couple beers.
You can combine them. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
One for beer, Gia.
Yeah, this one's really tough for me with beer and music, because I do love, you know, I'm not like other girls. I just love a crisp beer on the...
That's so cool. Yeah,
I actually do very much enjoy beer, so it's tough. But music saves you. Like when you're sad and you put on a sad song, when you're happy, you put on a happy song. Like music, walking to work, going to the gym, even drinking a beer. If you're drinking a beer without music, it's just silent, or watching football, you like to have music around. I don't know.
Yeah.
If it's just beer, then I'm going to go music.
Yeah, can I backtrack? Nothing's worse than going to a bar and they have nothing playing.
Music? Yeah.
Fuck, I regret my choice immediately. Nope.
I'll give you the option. You can always switch.
Wait, Vibs is voting twice?
No. Beer. I'm saying,
are you a Democrat?
I'm so masculine and cool. I'm saying beer, dude.
Sticking with beer.
Yeah.
One to one. Robbie?
I'll go music. I think I'm not a big beer drinker, obviously, but I think music is such a thing that I actually think I'm thankful for on a daily basis. And I have the fear that one day I'm going to go deaf. I listen to music too loud, or tinnitus, or whatever they call that. Like, that's a fear of mine, because I'm like, it's like the ringing in my ears.
No, sound of
sound of metal. Sound of
oh,
metal.
I have that.
Yeah.
So I have tinnitus too.
I'm like actually afraid that one day I'll not be able to hear music.
Mm-hmm.
It is Baby Driver too, though. He has tinnitus.
Yes. Yeah. Sound of Metal, though. Great movie. More people
great one,
so.
Yeah.
Robbie, I don't know if you would empathize with this at all. This experience that Nick and all these others on the podcast go through, where they pretend that they're the lead singer of a band they like.
Oh, I saw this clip.
Yeah.
I do this all the time, literally all the time before. Before I go to bed, I'll put on Taylor Swift and pretend like I'm like it's my first sold out show at MSG or something, and I fall asleep so easily.
I don't have the singing thing. I imagine me being in the band for sure, though.
Okay.
More of an air guitar and drum guy. But for sure, yeah.
I imagine myself all the time doing a John Mayer shredding solo, or Wet Sand, Red Hot Chili Peppers, that guitar riff in there.
Yeah.
Fuck, just goosebumps, just fucking in the mirror. I'll do it in the mirror, too.
I think that's normal.
Nick was saying, he sits off the side of the stage and just like, oh, you guys, basically. Like, all these different scenarios.
I sometimes will picture, like, if it's like a duet singing, like, you know, all my family, my friends are in the crowd. You know, I disappear from the crowd. They're like, oh my God, where'd Gia go? And then the lead singer's like, special guest, Gia Mariano. Like, and I come out and I shock everyone with my beautiful voice. That I do that a lot as well.
I like trying to do
I pretend like... Oh, go ahead.
This is kind of off topic. But I like trying to make music videos in my head for what think the song should be.
Yeah.
I think that's normal.
What is he doing?
What? We just
he's getting a better angle right of his now. Balls.
Just clip that. Just Nick's hand. Him going. Go. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Clemmer. Music, food service,
or
beer?
I love movies more than music, but I can't say there's any like medium that I am more thankful for than music. If that makes any sense. Like, it's more like emotional. It's like from the heart. Where like movies are more for my mind. Like music's like for your soul. I get a new record for my record player. I love it. I get all excited. I'm very thankful. I'm genuinely thankful for music. Hmm.
So music's gonna win, but Nick?
Far and away, music, not even close. Beer be damned.
So I finishing yard work. I guess no one here has yard, but like in the summer it's hot and you take off your grass stained shoes and you just fucking pop a shower beer. Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's nice, but were you doing yard work with no music?
No, I was listening to music.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I thought that when he was explaining the scenario, I thought I was going to be in. Remember listening to music?
With your headphones on,
That made me go deaf, I think. I'll be deaf because of that. Because you're trying to like put the music over the mower and you're just like blasting your eardrums out. Yeah, it's not good.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Music versus our number one seed, the internet. Something with we would not, none of us on this panel would have a job without. Yeah. Nick.
Wait, so it's music versus
God damn,
internet?
I feel like
music
this is a really hard one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really hard.
I mean, damn, man. You gotta go internet. You gotta go internet. It is just a wealth of entertainment, and like, I wouldn't probably listen to music. I wouldn't listen to music without the internet. I wouldn't know what to listen to.
Exactly. Yeah. You would have like way less options. Like, you'd be in way more of an echo chamber based off of like whatever your local radio station is playing, more or less.
Wait, yeah.
No, you get magazines. It's like, you get like the Billboard magazine. The God, magazine.
Fucking
That's
magazine.
What we did.
Columbia
Here
Record House ass.
That's what you did. I swear to God.
Here he fucking goes.
That's what you had to do.
Clemmer.
I mean, the internet is so resourceful. It's so great. All the information. I mean, obviously, I think the internet's great. The phones is like the issue I have. Like, the internet itself is a wonderful thing. Just not when it's around us all the time. I got to go internet.
Internet, Robbie.
This one sucks to have to like go against music, because also the internet without music sucks. Picture every video on the internet has no backing music whatsoever. Mm. There's no live videos on YouTube. You're not watching concerts picturing you're the lead singer. You're not watching music. There's no music whatsoever on the internet. Makes it a little bit of a boring place, but how could it not be the internet, I guess? Like, yeah. I feel like... No, because I'm personally more thankful for music. Like, I think I'm personally more thankful for music. I need the internet more in my life, but it's more of a necessity than it is like an enjoyment. I'm thankful for this. Oh, fuck it. I'm going music.
Music. 2-1 in favor of internet. Gia.
Yeah, this one's really tough for me. I think I'm going to go with Bob. I feel like I am more thankful for music rather than the internet. I love the internet. I love scrolling on every single social media platform possible. But at the same time, I feel like I'm not that thankful for it, because at this place in my life currently, like, sometimes the internet can be like super toxic and can make me feel bad about myself. Music always makes me feel what I want to feel, like, you know what I mean? So I just feel like I'm more thankful for music.
Right now, for 2-2, Vibs is going to tie break.
I go running every day, and I always have my headphones in, and I listen to music.
And you wouldn't be able to without the internet.
Yeah, you would.
Brother,
yeah, you would.
My Walkman.
You walk around with a Walkman?
I did it back in the day. I'd rubber band my CD player, my CD Walkman, and I'd go for a run.
Yep.
I'll go back to that. I don't care. But
I mean, you could just use an iPod.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Did the iPod use
iPod Shuffle?
Internet?
No.
Like those old school ones?
No, you need it. Yeah, you had to
download your playlist. Yeah,
I ripped my CDs.
Yeah, you can just
put
CDs on.
Okay, yeah.
It's weird how much like technology we've forgotten, just like because it advances so quickly. But yeah, the internet, like, it's hard to say I'm not thankful for the internet because it's our jobs. But yeah. I feel like the internet shaped me in such a negative way as a child. Like the videos we were watching, if you guys had the same childhood, yeah. I saw a man shatter a ball jar in his asshole and bleed out. Yeah, like, I saw a horse fuck a dude.
The Pain Olympics.
The Pain Olympics.
Two girls, one cup.
Like, I wonder if my life would be better if the internet never was around. Like, you know what I mean? Lemonparty.com. Just all those gross videos.
I think .org, but yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It was .org. Bob, thank you for that. I'm so glad you're on this episode.
Lemonparty.com takes you to like nice recipes so you can use with lemons. I'm curious as to whether or not my life would be better without the internet. But music has never been a bad thing. It's always been good.
What about bad music?
Well, I just don't listen to it. I'm too cool for bad
There's
music.
There's enough good music out there to just put the bad music to the side.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to go music, just because it's such a good outlet.
So music's going to beat the internet, which is
crazy. I like that, though. We did the things you're most addicted to, and it was like impossible not to send the internet all the way.
Exactly. All right, before we get to the second half, which is going to be, again, all the more personal ones, let's talk about BetterHelp. Lightscreen Barstool in the Bracket are sponsored by BetterHelp. This time of year can be a lot as we're getting into the holiday season, so it's natural to feel some sadness and anxiety about it. But adding something new and positive in your life can counteract that. Therapy can be a bright spot amid all the stress and change, and it can give you something to look forward to and make you feel more grounded, and to give you the tools you need to manage everything that's going on around you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I use BetterHelp over the course of COVID. COVID. It was awesome. Made everything way easier. Didn't have to go to a physical office. Made our entire life way easier. If you're thinking of starting BetterHelp again, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Visit your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/lights to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. All right. Thank you to BetterHelp. Nick had to bounce off and do some Black Friday stuff. Again, we're in the real ragtag crew hours. I think right now I am the only original member of the bracket on the bracket right now as host. But
well,
that's
the YouTube comments better be thankful.
The holiday season is, this is what happens sometimes.
There was an episode a while back where I had a host. So it's been worse.
That's right. I forgot about that I wasn't there.
Interesting.
But yeah, so now we have the second half of the bracket. We're going to be of things you're thankful for.
When Clemmer hosts, he goes into like radio DJ voice. He's like, all right, everybody, we're back. It's really weird. It's like a side of Clemmer you've never seen.
But this half is going to be all more personal options based on the ones you guys submitted. So it should be very interesting. And we'll start with our 2 seed versus our 7 seed. This is tough to seed because of how personal they are to people, I guess. But we'll see. Number 2 seed, the Arizona 99-cent can from Robbie.
Yeah, that no inflation.
No inflation. Has not been touched in a long time. And that's going up against the number 7 seed, Ken Burns documentaries.
Oh,
that's fancy.
That's me.
It's Ken Burns.
Come on.
Ken Burns is the Michael Jordan of documentaries.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, sister, this Thanksgiving break, do yourself a favor, do America a favor, watch a Ken Burns documentary.
Is he the director?
So you know the effect, like in iMovie, if you go to iMovie, just a slight zoom in on a picture, that's called a Ken Burns effect.
Yeah. Hmm. I think there's a Ken Burns mode on certain cameras too.
Yeah.
Like they include it into it. But Ken Burns documentaries versus the Arizona 99-cent can. Let's start with you, Vibsy.
All right. Well, Ken Burns, you're having a bad day. You go home. You pop on a Ken Burns documentary. The soothing.
He's got a great voice.
The soothing. The masculine, like cowboy. Lewis and Clark set off from, you know, St. Louis. It's like what an American should sound like. That's good. That's not a good clip.
Love it or leave it. Speak the language.
But no, Ken Burns makes you proud to be an American. Like he talks about American topics usually, American history.
Yeah.
But baseball is great. Lewis and Clark expedition. The Buffalo was his most recent one. Benjamin Franklin.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, Benjamin Franklin, I know all about him. No, you don't. Ken Burns just goes 4-hour documentary on Ben Franklin. But the panning shots of the prairie, the music, there's nothing more relaxing than a Ken Burns documentary. And then when you're done, you feel like the smartest person alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I am a better person for having watched all the Ken Burns documentaries.
So
I'm a better American.
I'll vote in place of Nick. I think that if you asked me this 5 years ago, it would be Arizona, but I haven't drank Arizona in so long that I think I have to go Ken Burns because I've more recently been into Ken Burns documentaries.
And well, you know, it's nice. Since the last time you drank Arizona, the price has not gone up.
It's a great one. But am I thankful for that?
Yeah, I
don't know.
You're not buying it, I guess.
Yeah, that's where the struggle is for me. For what am I more thankful for? At this junction of my life, it's Ken Burns. For a larger junction, it was Arizona 99-cent cans. So I'll vote for Ken Burns 2-0. Gia.
I'm not really thankful for either of these. I don't really love Arizona Iced Tea, and I don't know Ken Burns, but it sounds like Ken Burns is doing his due diligence and educating
yes,
people of America.
Yes, he
does, yeah.
Hopefully, he's an unbiased narrator. And
I think he is.
I believe he is.
He's great.
Yeah. It seems like he gives every point of the story,
So I think I don't know.
He thinks he can say
Fibs,
it.
That was a pretty.
They can say it. You can too.
Yeah.
That was a pretty convincing explanation. And I've never been a fan of Arizona iced tea, so I'm gonna go.
Have
Burns.
You tried the green tea?
The green tea is the best one.
The green tea is what. It's not as sweet.
I know, but I it's like. Sweet, I only drink unsweetened tea.
Is there?
They
have
it unsweetened, I think. Right.
I think they do.
I think.
Is Arizona iced tea like the official drink of like loitering teenagers?
Yes, absolutely.
I feel like every teenager at a gas station has an Arizona
the official drink of me, so I wish it wouldn't be the official
you
drink.
You look
of
like a loitering teenager.
I do. Yeah. I did the math this week on how much Arizona green tea I drink a week. I actually did the math this week. I texted Clem. I drink over 3 gallons of Arizona green tea a week.
A week?
A week.
Dude, you should. I don't know how you don't have diabetes. I guess it's like, metabolism. But
I go through a gallon jug in 2 days.
You're like, like John Daly with chocolate milk. Like John Daly drinks like three gallons a day.
Warren Buffett with Pepsi
Dude,
or whatever.
It's bad. It's bad. Like the Frank Trump the Tank with 10 Pepsis or something. Yeah, like I cannot stop drinking Arizona green tea. I went to Mexico. I felt withdrawal. I was like, oh my God, I think I'm addicted.
How do they not have it in Mexico? They're geographically closer to Arizona.
You know, I requested them. My hotel room said you could request any drink you want, and I put in Arizona green tea. They just didn't have them.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
This makes no damn sense.
What language were they speaking when you went down?
They were saying, hola, senor.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Robbie, I'm assuming you're going
green
to Arizona.
Tea. Yeah, I got to go green tea. I'm happy it made it on the list. Dude,
me and my two younger brothers would go through one of those gallon things and like... a dinner.
So see, it goes down so smooth.
They do.
You don't
they
even realize it's just like, I feel the same way about like the brisk iced tea cans. I feel like those are done in two sips.
They also make my mouth dry. I don't know how that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I feel like I would drink one and I'd be more thirsty.
No, some of those have that. Yeah.
Yeah. But green tea, we plowed through.
Oh,
that.
I love the green tea.
We
also the best can in the game for my money.
Yes, great can.
Yeah.
And they have the big one too, the big ass one. They're like in that Costco world where they just refuse to bow to inflation.
Oh, I think look.
Yep, there you go. Perfect. And that's the bottle one, too.
Wow.
The teal and the pink on the can.
Green tea on
the Love
tea.
It.
Clever.
Yeah, big Ken Burns fan. And Ken Burns, he personalizes these things. So, like, you hear Civil War documentary, you might be, oh, it sounds boring. But, like, hearing the letters that the soldiers wrote back to their wives or just kind of the stories that he's able to get from them, like, he's a master storyteller. Civil War is great. The Prohibition one is great. The Holocaust
U.S. during the Holocaust
It's such an interesting viewpoint, like how is U.S. viewing kind of pre-World War II. Just fascinating stuff. He's like I said, the master storyteller. Ken Burns, by a mile. Arizona iced tea.
Clemmer, you didn't have to say by a mile. I'm sitting right here.
By a mile.
Yeah, come on,
right there. I couldn't. So Clemmer drinks two bottles of Coke a day.
But like I'm always running around and doing something crazy. Like so like I think
what? That's what do you mean you're always running around doing something
crazy? You know me, like, I'm running around doing crazy stuff.
I don't know, like I can't just like sit down, like I'll sit down and watch a movie, I guess, but then I need to get up and like run around and do something silly.
That visual of Clemmer running around doing crazy stuff.
I gotta go do some silly, guys.
There he goes, doing crazy stuff.
If my mom was like, hey, who's this Clemmer guy? I'm like, he's always running around doing crazy stuff.
Just being silly. Just being silly.
You can't take him anywhere.
But just so much sugar. Like, if I drank the amount you drink, I'd have diabetes in a day. Like, it would be
so
quick.
I hope I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't drink coffee.
Me too. I hope you don't.
I don't drink coffee. People put sugar in coffee. I don't drink coffee.
Me so either,
I don't
drink
I don't put
green
sugar
tea
in.
Is my coffee.
Yeah.
I drink my coffee black.
Yeah. That's not something Ken
the way
Burns
I
say.
Don't like my what?
That's the anti Ken Burns way.
Yeah.
But Ken Burns is going to move on. Now we have the number 3 seed versus the 6 seed. The 6 seed Batman?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
You want to clarify, Clemmer?
No, just Batman the character is awesome.
Yeah,
I was gonna say he's not here to help us.
No, but the idea of Batman has brought me joy from the ages of 3 to now. Like Batman is everlasting, he's evergreen. Batman is awesome. I love Batman.
Ages 1 to 2.
I'm so grateful Batman has been invented.
Testify.
Age 1 and 2, he was like, I don't know about this Batman guy. But then, like,
no, I'm with
at 3, he's like, oh,
once
I get it.
Hit 3, I was Batman for the next like 4 Halloweens.
Batman, the only superhero with depression. Better use BetterHelp.com.
Hell yeah.
That's true.
He's like a depressed guy. I mean,
he's a moody motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the shadows.
And that's going up against number 3 seed from Gia, having limbs.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. I'm very thankful for my limbs.
I don't think I think about being thankful for my limbs. I take them for granted, I guess.
No,
yeah,
I think about Batman
I don't
way
think
more
people
than
are,
limbs.
I don't think people are thankful enough for their limbs because think about it. Like, I walk to work today. I can pick up my phone.
Oh,
some people
can't. About it.
That's nice. Have you seen The Dark Knight?
Yeah, that's an unbelievable picture.
Even the animated series.
The animated series, arguably better. Kevin Conroy, one of the best voices
Pattinson.
Of all time. Robert Pattinson's Batman's so good. This is a good one, Batman versus limbs.
Yeah, we'll start with you, Clemmer.
Oh, man.
Does your penis count as a limb?
No limbs, Clemmer, is permanent compact mode.
That's true.
I know, yeah, gosh. I am thankful for my limbs. I love Batman so much, but I'm thankful for my limbs. Like that's something to be thankful for. Like Jesus, some people don't have limbs or have fewer limbs than the 5 of us have. I'm thankful for limbs. It's important to move around and stuff. I do have Batman though. I'm going to go with Lynx. It's tough. It's tougher than it you might think.
It's tougher than no one's ever debated this in the history of mankind. Having limbs versus Batman.
Yeah. I have Batman tattooed on one of my limbs.
Oh, look at that. All coming full circle.
So that is, it's like...
Ooh, this is tough for you then. You're
it's
up.
It's real tough. Like, I love that tattoo, but I wouldn't have that tattoo if it weren't for limbs or Batman. I mean, I guess I could get the tattoo elsewhere, but... Mm-hmm. Whew.
This is a tough one.
Man, I gotta go Batman. How could I not go Batman? I understand
All right.
having limbs
I like that.
Better.
I like
your
split, Robbie.
It's better, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I don't think about it. I should be more thankful for having limbs. But I more often think about how grateful I am for Batman, my favorite character in anything ever.
The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
He fights crime without a superpower.
He does.
Yeah. Gia, do I have to ask?
No, limbs.
So one for having limbs. I'm going to vote for... I should be more thankful for having limbs. I just don't ever think about it, ever.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
Vibsy.
Yeah. I'm very thankful for my limbs, because like I said, I'm a runner, I run... And whenever I'm going for a run and I like pass someone who's like in a wheelchair, can't walk, I'm always like, fuck, I'm not going to take this for granted. This run's going to be the
drive.
Yeah, it makes me want to like run harder. And then I forget about him like halfway through the run. But Batman is the animated series. That was my favorite. Power Rangers and Batman when I was a kid were like my thing. I had all like the action figures for Batman. Batman Beyond's a pretty cool animated series as well.
Yep.
I have to say limbs, though, because as a runner, I have to say limbs. It's gotten me farther in life than Batman has. Has it? I don't know. I will watch anything Batman. Like, they could make a billion, like, I'm tired.
Yeah,
I'm tired of them making, like, Spider-Man adaptations. I'm like, even though I love Spider-Man, but Batman, I'm like, make another one. I don't care. I want to see it. I want to see the villains. I guess because the villains are, like, so, like, lifelike and, like, real.
It just feels better with Batman. Yeah. Going to see, like, the latest Batman movie in theaters just felt like more of a main event than any of the other superhero movies.
Where's the Joker?
And they really haven't, like, missed with Batman, which is crazy.
Well, not since Clooney.
But even in for what that movie was trying to be, I think that Clooney Batman was okay. Like, he was a good, solid Bruce
Wayne. That was horrible, though.
As a kid, though,
I don't hate the cast.
I walked out of that theater being like, what did I just see?
I think if you look at that movie as attempting to be a very Schumacher, like campy mess, like, it is. It's messy.
It's attempting to be a campy mess.
I think it's attempting to be campy.
Yeah, yeah.
And in that sense, it's like, it kind of works. But, like, it's not a good movie. He's a good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid, but I remember seeing it and loving it. Like, I loved Mr. Freeze, the Poison Ivy.
As
like,
a kid, loved it.
I think, what's his name, O'Donnell? Was it a guy?
Christopher O'Donnell.
I think he was a good Robin.
Yeah.
For that's worth.
He was all right, yeah. He wasn't bad.
It's a bad movie. I did think...
It is almost impossible to make a good Robin, I think, and I think he was a good Robin.
The nipples...
No, you could do a good Robin better than that.
How do you do, like, the do-good kid boy sidekick Robin? Like, how do you do that in a modern audience and not seem goofy?
I don't think it's that hard.
Like, when has it been done right?
You don't call him the Boy Wonder, but you could do it right.
I think he ends up looking like fucking Barnacle Boy. You know what I mean? Like, there's almost no way you can do him where he's like you take him seriously.
They'll do it right.
They were gonna do it with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
They're doing it with Damian Wayne, with Bruce Wayne's son in the Brave and the Bold.
Wait, so he's going to be his dad's Robin?
Yes.
Okay, that's I would never do.
No, his dad's Batman.
His dad is Batman.
Damian Wayne.
But he'll be his dad's Robin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
Damian Wayne's an interesting dynamic, too, because he's Talia al Ghul's kid, trained by Ra's al Ghul. He kills. And Batman's like, bro, what the fuck are you doing killing? He's like, I'm a killer.
But then this is kind of like the thing you get into every superhero movie ever, where it's like you never want your family member to be a superhero because then they get held hostage and use this leverage against you.
They'll probably
go
through that,
Yeah, that's definitely going to happen.
I did in the George Clooney one, the nipples on the bat armor was weird. Even as a kid, I was like, wait, what?
It's just Silverstone.
Yeah, that was. Oh, I had a big crush on her.
I think every guy had a big crush on her at one point. Okay, so the limbs is going to move on. Next, we have not having a peanut allergy.
Oh.
Gia, which I think, the more I think about it, I really am. I am dramatic.
Yeah,
I'm mostly just like, even if I could expand to not having allergies, really. Like, I don't have, like, a severe allergy to anything. Like, when I would need an EpiPen for any of that shit. So, like, I'm very thankful for that. And that's going up against number 5 seed. And I'll let you guess who picked it. Baseball reference.
Wait, what?
Baseball. It's a website where you look up baseball stats.
Oh.
Yeah. So that would be from one Chris Klemmer. Vibsy.
I have baseballreference.com. I've maybe been on there 4 times in my life. Mm-hmm. But I eat peanuts and peanut butter I gotta enunciate that I eat peanuts.
Nuts.
Yeah, peanut butter rules. Like, peanut butter is amazing. A peanut butter sandwich is like the easiest thing to make, and it fills you up. You gotta say not being allergic to peanuts.
And so many things have peanuts, and things made with peanut oil, mm-hmm. and like things are
made in factories
Chinese,
with
like
peanuts.
Sesame oil.
You gotta tell your fucking like waiter, like, yeah, I got a nut allergy, and they need to make things a whole different
way. On a
way.
Plane, mm-hmm. like nobody could eat any peanuts around you. Yeah,
you just sit at a separate table when you were younger.
Exactly. Yeah.
Texas Roadhouse, you can't throw your peanut shells on the ground anymore because the kids have their peanut allergies.
Yeah.
It's a damn disgrace.
You have to read it to see if it's made in a peanut factory that also processes peanuts. Like,
that seems like a hassle. Yeah.
Just brutal. I'm going to vote for the not having a peanut allergy as well.
Yeah.
Gia.
Yes, me as well. No peanut allergy.
This is terrible. This is horseshit.
Peanut M&Ms are too good.
Oh peanut M&Ms. It's worth it just for peanut M&Ms alone. I don't even like peanut butter, but that's an obvious.
Do you ever have the cookie crisp M&Ms?
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
Yeah, those are really good.
Really good. Amazing.
I haven't had the brownie ones yet. People keep
the brownies
saying
those
are
great. Fine.
I like them.
Oh, I don't really love them.
I like them.
Aren't there also peanut butter M&Ms?
Yes,
those are really good.
Those are amazing.
Okay, that's what I thought they were.
Yeah, Reese's Pieces. Like, yeah, there's so much
M&M should have been on this list, man.
I couldn't have a Reese. Do they make like a nut free Reese's Pieces for people, because people need to experience something, even if it's a shadow of itself.
Not that I know of, because like, what would you replace
like sunflower
it with?
Oil or sunflower butter or whatever they call that shit?
There might be like the Justin's peanut butter cups or whatever, something like that with the sunflower seed oil or whatever.
It's not the same. Robbie,
easily the peanut allergy one.
Mm-hmm.
No, let me explain. So, before Baseball Reference, I had to use this kind of encyclopedia.
Oh, my God, the 2007 edition?
This is the last time they made it. Now, I had these back in the 80s and 90s as well. But I had to, you know, this is what I lived by.
It's like a phone book.
Yeah, kind of. But it's just stats. But, like, you know, I'd have to look up the players and it by season. I have to, like, have notebooks out. This was a lot of work. You can see this book's been worn pretty well. But, like, the Baseball Reference.
Pages are stuck together.
No, none of that nonsense. I see what you're doing. No, but the Baseball Reference is like such a like a lifesaver. Like it's
not a lifesaver.
It's not a lifesaver.
For me, it is.
You said like, it saves you so much work. Like, what's the work for?
What do you mean? What's the work?
You were like, this saves me so much work.
It makes
There's
your
a lot
hobby,
of work going into this.
It makes like a hobby of yours like incrementally easier.
Just reading things and being interested.
Or,
in
not
things,
incrementally. That's unfair. It makes
it's
your,
more
makes
than
your hobby
a hobby lead. Though. It's like my pat. I love baseball so much. Like it makes like it
yeah.
Makes
but
life
unless you're like in fucking sabermetrics in baseball, like working for that, that's not. Like, it's like it's your job, right? Like here, like you could argue it, I guess, but like it's more.
Yeah.
But it's not a lifesaver.
I cannot tell you. Well, I spend more hours doing that than probably anything else I've done my entire life, right?
Wow.
That's great. But think of how many meals that you have that have nuts in them or involved with nuts.
You know, no one used to have peanut allergies. That's a whole new thing, too. That's very weird. I don't know what's – obviously, I know people have it. I'm not saying it's not true. It's just strange how it's, like, become this major thing all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, that never was a thing before.
People were just dying when you were going
yeah,
up in there. It's
they
like, oh, they had fucking, like rheumatoid fever. They would make some shit up, right?
Americans used to not
have Mississippi fever.
No, I wonder if we're, like, doing something different. Like, that's why we're – it's just a strange thing. It's, like, we're evolving.
Vaccines, baby. Straying away from God.
Yeah.
I don't know, but –
it's
Baseball Reference. I'll always keep it from getting swept out, but that's the greatest thing. That's a thing I'm very thankful.
Yeah. So the not having peanut allergy is going to move on. That's my phone, right? Now we can get into the chain game for this one.
Ooh.
Just realized I forgot about it. First option. I'm thankful for going to the cool side of the family's house this year. From Gia.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Which is usually a good one. I agree with that. I don't like going to the bad
that's
side
nice.
Of the family.
Yeah.
Not being blind or deaf.
Oh, I mentioned that before. That's a fear.
Yep, and that's one of Gia's as well.
Gia, you're really happy you're healthy.
She went to swims and
I mean, listen.
We're trying to get help in here.
That's what they said. That's what parents are always like. I'm just happy it's a healthy baby.
Exactly.
You know? So I guess it makes sense. Yeah, I'm with you.
That I'm still at an age where I don't need to bring anything to Thanksgiving, which was great until now. It sucks for me, and I guess you too, Clemmer, and you too, Vince.
I'm bringing shit this year, yeah.
Yeah, now you're on the cusp, yeah.
There's nothing better than being like a college kid and like your one job is to show up and eat. Like you gotta eat.
Yeah.
I know you haven't eaten. And you're like,
although, I will say when you bring something and the family loves it, it is a great feeling too. Like your thing's
it's
dead gone first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was me last. We did a crab rangoon like dip.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Where like you have like wonton like instead of chips, it was like a wonton chip. And they would dip it into the
that's amazing.
And it was gone like that. Okay. And no other appetizer had been touched.
That's
Not being Tommy Smokes.
Oh.
It was Clemmers.
I figured.
And Nick said, give me peeing in the morning and being cold, but getting back into a real warm bed. Ooh, I do like that one a lot. And he also said, I'm also thankful for being a guy.
You know, honestly, that's a good thing to be thankful for. Being a woman kind of sucks.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. So out of those options, we'll start with you, Clemmer. Which one do you like? Want to read them off again?
Yeah.
For going to the cool side of the family's house for Thanksgiving, not being blind or deaf, being at an age where you don't have to bring anything for Thanksgiving, not being Tommy Smokes, getting up in the morning to pee, being cold and getting back in a warm bed, or just being a dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's not being Tommy Smokes. I mean, can you imagine this guy, this lonely life he has, this you know, he's a constantly sad. It's got to be Tommy. I mean, to being Tommy Smokes seems like an absolute nightmare. So every day I'm thankful for that.
Guy's living the dream. He's touring college campuses. Fucking for warm. Pink Whitney, drinking.
Coming in with a different
college
hickey on his
girls,
neck every week.
Yeah, getting hickeys.
I forgot about the hickey. That was the so hickeys. Funny. The that was hysterical.
No, Tommy Smokes, that seems like an absolute nightmare.
Yeah. All right.
While that's being Tommy Smokes does seem like an absolute nightmare, I'm going to go being blind or deaf because I feel like when I was young, someone asked me, it might have been my brother or something, like, what would you rather, like, be blind or deaf? And that is my Roman Empire. I have thought about that question for 15 to 16 years at this point, and it terrifies me because I can't come up with an option.
Being blind or deaf. Gia?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go being blind or not being blind or deaf. I don't know what it is this year. I guess I just am very thankful for being the way that I am.
Like, that's not something I commonly just think about whether or
yeah,
not.
No. Yeah. You don't think about it on a day-to-day basis.
But yeah, so that's another one for not being blind or deaf. I'll go for that as well, which will make it the winner, but.
Yeah, so there's like a facility for like blind people pretty close to the office. So you see them walking down the street with their like walking sticks all the time.
Yeah.
And it blows my mind that a blind person can just, like, navigate New York City.
Dude, it's crazy.
Because I have trouble. I mean, there's so many people you have trouble walking around on your own.
They bump into you.
Yeah, you can see. So being blind is, man, I am very thankful that I am not blind. Deaf, I guess, is not as much of an inconvenience, but it still would suck. So, yeah, I'm going to have to say blind or deaf.
Blind or deaf. So blind or deaf is going
to
go up.
This city is so unrelenting to like disabled people.
Yeah, totally. Yes. Totally.
I mean, it's such an old city. The infrastructure is so old. But like there's subways that only have stairs. Like,
everywhere.
Like, even if you're just an old person, it's like
New
not
York
good.
New York City doesn't give a fuck.
Okay, so not being blind or deaf is going up against the number one seed, weed.
Oh.
From Robbie Fox.
That was a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. From Robert Fox. We'll start with you, Vibsy.
It's
not being blind or deaf versus weed.
Man.
I mean, think about people with glaucoma. They probably love weed.
They love it. Man, there's watching a movie, weed makes it so much better. You watch a sporting event and you're like, holy shit. You're watching basketball and you're like, holy fuck.
Yeah, but you can't watch if you're blind.
I can see the whole, I understand the game. I understand the triangle offense. It's just it's just a bounce pass or a chest pass away from something beautiful. I get everything. The history, you're like, fuck, so many people came before playing this game. And, so weed's cool. Weed's tight as fuck.
Weed's tight.
Weed is tight. But yeah, I gotta say blind or deaf. I mean, that's.
I
feel like it's a cheat code saying blind or deaf because it's like, I don't want to.
I wonder what it's like, like how the weed experience works if you're blind. Because I feel like
that's a good
visually,
point.
Like that's what fucks with my head the most if I'm like, if I get really high or whatever. And like, that's what happens the most is like, whoa, like zoom in, zoom out, like weird shit will happen optically. But if like my eyes were just closed the whole time, I don't know how the high would be like.
I think you still have some, like,
you have to have an experience.
Some way of, like, depth, like, even though your eyes are closed. I think someone said, like, on acid, you still see, like, colors, or like a mushroom trip or acid trip. You still see, like, kind of patterns and colors, like you would when
your eyes
are
still, like, it's not like your eyes are just, like, they're just looking back there.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, I gotta say deaf or blind, because that is, yeah. But weed is tight. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, I'm cool, so I'm going to pick weed. Sorry, Vibs.
Yeah,
I know you're not cool, so.
No, I said it's tight, though.
It is. Yeah.
You did admit it's tight. Gia?
Yeah, this is a tough one. I smoked a lot when I was younger and then kind of took like a break for like 2 years. I didn't smoke. I just started picking it back up again. And I really forgot how awesome it is to get really high, especially when you're hungover. Like, there's nothing better than being deathly hungover and taking a hit of your pen or a joint, mm-hmm. and it just give you that sweet, sweet relief. Going to the movies and being high. I don't want to sound like, you know, I love that good kush. I really do love that good kush. I'm going to go weed.
You guys are so ungrateful.
Yeah, we're just cool. Sorry, Vibsy. Robbie?
I'm not going to vote against the one that I put in there, right? Like, listen, I'm very, very grateful that I'm not blind or deaf. I should be more thankful for that than I am weed, but I'm not. I'm every day I'm like, damn, I'm pretty grateful for weed.
All right, Clemmer, you're at Woodstock 69. What do you think?
Some of your jokes.
Clemmer, have you smoked weed before?
Yeah, of course. I take a gummy every night before bed. Helps me get to sleep. But I think I'm not going to vote for any more health ones. I think the health ones are, like Viv said, a cheat code. Because obviously you're most thankful for having limbs and being able to see and hear. Like, that's almost
like I'm thankful for my
life. I'm going to go against them all. So okay. I'm going to go weed.
So weed's going to win. Before we get to our playoffs, let's hear from ZocDoc. I love when we get sponsors that like I used previously to Barstool.
Yeah, ZocDoc.
I use ZocDoc all the time. Like, before I even worked at Barstool, I was using ZocDoc.
Me too.
Have you ever been on the hunt for a new doctor and you asked literally everyone for the new recommendations? And then, you know, you do all these weeks of searching and it just takes forever and you finally find the one. So you call their office, they have an appointment, but then the receptionist is like, hey, we don't take your insurance. Well, wipe away your tears, put away the ice cream, and head on over to ZocDoc to find find and book the doctor that's right for you and takes your insurance. It's a free app that helps you find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones that take your insurance, are located near you, and can treat almost any condition you're searching for. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 and 48 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. Once you find a doctor you want, you can book them immediately with just a few hours. App taps. I like that. So more people should use that. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. Like I said, I use ZocDoc well before being at Barstool. What's great about them too is like sometimes, for example, like I had a really bad infection in my nose, and the doctor I went to first was someone that was recommended. And I went to them, and then they were like, yeah, if this gets worse, you can call back and make another appointment. And I called back because it was getting worse. I'm like, yeah, we could see you in like 2.5 weeks. I'm like, well, what the fuck? It's getting worse now. So I used ZocDoc, got another appointment for someone sooner, and they treated it, and they had to remove something out of my nose. And like, yeah, if you waited 2 weeks, it would have been like too late.
Gosh. You would have been dead.
I don't know what that would. I don't know what that means.
Like, you they've had dead.
Are, you, my, are you thankful you can smell?
Take my fucking nose out. Like, I don't know what that even means.
Who's Artie Lang?
Yeah,
one
exactly.
of those noses.
The collapsed coke nose. Yeah.
Did you get to see what was in your nose?
Yeah, it was disgusting. It was like this weird infection thing that I think I definitely got while we were at Disney, by the way.
Oh, really?
Do you remember
oh.
I got like, I don't know if you remember this, I was like deathly ill after we got back from Disney.
I do vaguely remember that, yeah.
It was bad. But yeah, anyway, so if I needed this product, this is exactly what I would use, obviously. Go to ZocDoc.com/lights and download the ZocDoc app for free. And then you can find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/lights. ZocDoc.com/lights. Love ZocDoc. Again, just love when it's someone you've used beforehand. It's like getting like an advertiser for like milk. You know what I mean? Or some shit. Or just something I've been using forever.
Which doesn't help your bones.
Does not help your bones. We learned that in that last episode. Milk not good for your bones. Carrots not good for your eyes. Yep. That was propaganda by the British. Anyway, now we can move on to the playoffs. First matchup, air conditioning versus dogs. Jesus Christ. Clemmer.
Dogs. No question about it. I've lived in Florida for 2 years. In the first 6 months I lived there, both my roommate and I were too lazy to call the landlord to get the air conditioning fixed. So we just sat in a hot house for 6 months. And it sucked, but we made it work, whatever. We're just lazy. I would not want to live without my dogs.
Mm-hmm. One for dogs.
Easy for dogs.
Easy for dogs.
Easy for... Listen, air conditioning is great. I don't know if anything's as great as a dog.
Mm-hmm. Gia?
Dogs, yeah. I love my dogs too much. I can't imagine a world without my dogs, so yeah.
I love dogs. I just, on a personal level, will have to vote for air conditioning. Because, like... I'm on a day-to-day basis more thankful for air conditioning than I am for dogs. Like, I see a dog, it's amazing, and I wouldn't want to, like, I don't want to, this isn't like,
the
other thing is erased forever, you know what I mean? It's just, which am I more thankful for on a day-to-day basis, and that's air conditioning. Vibsy.
Imagine laying in a bed with no AC and a dog, like, cuddled up next to you.
Burning alive.
Man, I have dogs, I love my dogs, coming home to them, like I said, nothing better, but... No AC, I think I would die. I think I would literally die.
I'll give you guys a chance if you want to.
I'm going AC.
If you want to switch?
No, I'm going to go. I'm going to go dogs. If someone like put a gun to my head and said,
"What are you more thankful for?"
Yeah.
Not what is gone forever. That's a different discussion.
Yeah, yeah. What are you more?
What are you more thankful for on a day to day basis?
No, my dogs. Because my dogs.
Definitely my dog.
The second I see my dogs, like, they cure every sad or bad.
But I think my dogs would pick the air conditioner over me.
Oh, yeah, my dogs.
Because they come home like, thank God.
No, totally.
Yes. They put their little bellies on the cool stone.
Yes.
Dude, that's what my cat does. He goes right over the vents and just chills.
Yeah. So your dog would sell you out in a second.
But I get that, though. Like, I get it.
I would support their decision. Yeah, I'd be like, too. Listen, you need an
AC. Yeah. And then the other side, we have music versus cell phones. Vibsy.
Music. I think it's an easy one. I really don't care for a cell phone that much. Like Clemmer was saying, like, you can call on a landline. That's great. I'd love to go back to payphones. I think payphones are sick.
We had
an entire movie called Payphone.
Solid
movie. Oh, Payphone. Yeah, Kiefer Sutherland.
Yep. Yep.
Colin Farrell.
So yeah, I'm gonna go music because music is just such a good a good venting, good coping mechanism. I love it. I don't know where I would be without music and cell phone. If I didn't have this job and I didn't need to be on my cell phone and like do post stuff on social media, I would. If I get laid off or fired from here, I would throw my phone into a river and I would just disappear.
I think that it's not like which one of these things is more important because on the meta scale that would be music. What am I more thankful for every day? It's a cell phone. So I'm gonna have to vote for a cell phone, and it's not a strike against music. It's just like I listen to music every day on the way to work. I listen when I'm actually I used to be a strictly listen to music while I'm working out person, and I've changed to now because whenever I'm doing cardio, I'll just watch something instead now, and that's just the way the extreme has changed, I guess, everything. But I've kind of changed. I've gotten away from that, but I still love music. But I'm way more grateful every day for a cell phone. Gia.
Yeah, I think I'm more grateful every day for music. I've had a love-hate relationship with my phone. I mean, I love my phone. I'm thankful for my phone. I love my cell phone. I'm on my phone fucking 24/7. I mean, my job is through my phone, TikTok, everything. So, of course, I'm thankful for it. But I'm more thankful for music because I feel like music gets me through the hard times that my cell phone puts me through.
I think that you have to think about it, too, not just from the utilitarian of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you mentioned, like, TikTok, don't think about, like, how you have to post stuff and how you have to work on it. Think about, like, the enjoyment you get from the other stuff. Like, versus you scroll.
Yeah, but I think I get more enjoyment from music than I get enjoyment from.
Or even, like, scrolling and, like, reading something, like a Taylor Swift thing, or, like, finding new music through your phone. And, like, how many times have you, like, done that on a computer or, like, never analog on paper or anything like that? It's always through your phone.
Yeah.
And all the information you consume about Taylor Swift is through your phone. Like, it's all coming through this one medium, which if it didn't exist, all of that becomes significantly harder.
But there would be no Taylor Swift with no music.
There would be no Taylor Swift. Ooh, that's very true. Although, she would still be a movie star in great movies like Amsterdam.
You would still get news. It just doesn't happen instantaneously. You still get
that sucks. That sucks.
It doesn't suck. It really doesn't.
It absolutely sucks.
You only think it sucks because you haven't done it. Like, in the moment, it's not bad at all. Like, we don't need to know everything that happens the moment it happens.
I'm not saying
we live our lives independent of that.
But I'm not saying it's like oh, news is impossible to ever consume unless it's immediate. I just think it's significantly better to be able to access it all immediately than it is to have to wait for it to be consolidated or like put.
Yeah, but you could also argue that like the accessibility and the quickness of it like is so bad for people sometimes too, because sometimes things blow up and you don't mean it to blow up. A clip goes out of you where you're doing something and in the clip it looks bad, you know what I mean, like taken out of context. That shit blows up on TikTok in 20 minutes, it gets whatever how many views. Like, that can be detrimental to your life. So like, yeah, it's nice to have everything at the tip of your fingers, but at the same time it can be toxic.
Yeah, I think you could say the same thing about like well-produced things too, though, you know what I mean? But I'm sure some people from, like, we have Surviving Barstool coming out soon. That's a well-produced thing that some people are probably pissed at the way things are going to be reacted to, even though it's going through, like, 15, 20 different editors or whatever.
Yeah. That's, yeah, no, for sure. But I feel like comparing it to music, like, you don't ever have
There's
to
more negative things associated with your phone than there's music. Like, music is just like a...
No, it's like, it's more of an abstract thing than it is, like, a tangible
like a concert,
object,
everything. Like,
bad things can happen at a concert. Yeah. I promise you that.
Oh, well, yeah, no, for sure.
I mean, you probably know better than anyone right now.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. No, so
don't go to Brazil. You shouldn't have went to Brazil. I know all the comments always say, come to Brazil, Taylor. You should not have come to Brazil.
I saw this. There's this funny Hannah Montana clip, and she's like, I love you guys. I love you all so much. I'll see you soon. And she goes up backstage. She's like, all right, let's get the hell out of here. Yeah. And it's like, that was Taylor Swift in Brazil.
In 500 degree weather.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. Awful, awful, awful stuff. Yeah.
I agree that like there is nothing physically bad that could come out of it, but I think like the highs and the good and the utility and the usefulness of your phone go far above your day to day, all of that from music. Like music can bring you like an enjoyment level, but like music can't tell me how to get direct me anywhere. Like, I don't know how to fucking read a map anymore. You know what I mean? Like I don't.
You figure it out. You'd be okay.
But I don't have to, which is what makes a phone so good.
But music makes everything better. Imagine movies without music. Yeah. Music makes everything better.
No, but that's the thing. It's like that can't give me a utilitarian thing. That all it can give me is like sort of like this vague enjoyment versus like an actual service. Versus calling somebody when I have an emergency. Versus looking something up when I need it. You know what I mean?
I used to have phone books. It worked.
Yeah, but I'm not saying you couldn't do it without them. I'm saying it's all significantly easier when you have your phone.
But I feel like you couldn't do life without music. Like, when I'm thinking of this and I'm voting, Clemmer kind of convinced me. Like, when Clemmer describes this world without cell phones and it being so much better, I, like, at least think about that. I'm like, that sounds interesting. I'd like to live in a world without cell phones just for a week. Let's see what it's like.
You said you'd be dead in 20 days.
If you tell me, we're going to live in a world without music for the next week, that doesn't intrigue me in the slightest. That, I'm like, that sounds boring. That sounds no good. I feel like most of what I use my phone for is music, too.
We would all be alive after 10 days or a week of no music. A lot of us would be in deep shit in a week.
I might be dead with no phone. Like I said, I give myself 20
days. I've gone like 2 weeks without my phone, and I've been fine.
I'd like to go to like 2006, before we had smartphones. But we had like desktop PCs. Yeah. You could MapQuest stuff.
We had a MapQuest to print out the directions.
Yeah.
And then fuck them up while you're driving the entire time.
Yep. But
soccer game I've been lost to going to.
Maybe I'm just what is it? Nostalgia. Maybe it's But I think it'd be better. The smartphone is a great tool, but it is kind of a double-edged sword.
To me, it's a closer to like the limb discussion at this point than it is to being like this like music. You know what I mean? Like we're trying to think of it in like the sort of comparable worlds where I guess they really aren't, but it is to me more like a tool, like a limb is, like you need it.
Totally. I mean, yeah, you can't do everyday life without some sort of a smartphone. Especially in the world that we live in.
Yeah, like I could.
No, I know, Clemmer, but I'm saying like right now, like if I didn't have a phone, I wouldn't have a job. You know, so it's like, yes, you can live a life where. But a cell phone has become, you need to answer an email right away. You get a phone call. Someone's in the hospital. It's like your phone is of necessity.
It's a focal point. Yeah. It's a limb.
This is what the phone's done to us, though. Like we still had emergencies in the 80s and 90s, and we still had emails in the 90s. You don't necessarily need to reach out. We put this importance on ourselves. The world still goes on.
If my grandma's like about to take her last dying breath, I'd like my mom to call me on my cell phone, then call me on a payphone.
No, but you might know too late. Everything.
They
fax me?
Yeah, they give you a pager.
No, like we still had emergencies back then. It wasn't like people just died alone all the time. We had ways to reach out.
You're talking about too, like in that point in history, like the rest of the world moved at a different sort of pace to accommodate that fact. You know what I mean? Like if someone emailed me and I didn't answer within an hour, like you're fucked. Right. Yeah. And like in that era, like if you didn't answer for like 2 days, there's like everyone's gonna be like, that's just what it is. But like now,
you're exactly right.
But the world doesn't go
backwards.
And
that's why I'm not thankful for it. It ruined us. It ruined how we perceive things. It ruined how we think we have immediacy all the time.
No,
ruined our lives.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. It's and like even if you think about like being a 24-year-old girl like in the dating world, like shit like that sucks now with Hinge and your phone and you text and you get someone's Snapchat before you even like get their number. Like I feel like phones have totally ruined relationships as well as
like, there's just more options. You just have like,
you have an endless amount of women or men at your fingertips on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok, whatever. You always see where the grass is greener. I think that's a huge
I will say that only to counter that
problem.
Point that in the era before that, the people that would go out and like the more traditional dating scene, like let's say you're going out to a bar or whatever, there was such a small percentage of people that were that you were actually speaking to. Because like the people who are more introverted that like maybe have more success on dating apps and stuff like that, who are like they have a good personality, they just really struggle with those first steps and things like that. Like those people would never get a chance. It would just be the loud, overconfident, whether for good ass on the asshole side or the nice side. Those would be the people actually physically going out and talking to someone. And now I think there's more of a chance for people on girls, guys, whatever, that are maybe more introverted, not into that scene, to have a chance to even speak to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like blind setup date thing sort of situation. You know what I mean? Or speed dating
and
all that shit.
But yeah, no, I think in the OG days of dating apps for sure. But I feel like now dating apps have just become like such a toxic like hookup culture type of thing. So like I completely agree with that. It does give people a platform to meet people easier, but at the same time it gives you a platform to meet people easier, so you have an unlimited amount of people that you can meet. It's like, why would I want to commit when I have 90 girls on my phone right now? You know what I mean?
We'll see. I don't know if it's a good success story. Now I met my fiance on Hinge.
That's beautiful.
There's a success story for it.
Yeah, no, totally.
No, and you also went out.
I was messaging on my phone.
What year did you guys meet on Hinge?
2019.
Yeah, I feel like Hinge is so different now because that's when before Hinge became so. This is a whole different conversation, but Hinge became like such a money grabbing app now that like they hide people.
They put their voices on stuff too.
Yeah, it's weird. They hide people behind paywalls.
Oh, that's crazy.
So you have to pay money to give people a rose to like the people that you actually want to see.
They did that same shit. I remember when I'd last been using dating apps, again, in like 2019. They did that with like super likes and stuff.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
If someone gives you the rose, are you like, oh, that's romantic? Or you're like, well, that's creepy.
Then you're like, why the hell did he just pay money to like me? It's like kind of creepy.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of a lose-lose.
Like OnlyFans or something. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's bizarro. But again, that's a success story of the phone, Plumber. Yeah. I wouldn't have been able to do that.
But you would have gone out more, though. You were out with your friends a lot more because you weren't texting.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have talked to women. Like, I didn't talk to women when I still had my phone anyway when I was out at a bar.
I can't speak to that.
Clemmer's like, sorry, you have no riz.
Yeah, zero.
Clemmer has all their.
Yeah.
Clemmer's doing,
no, it's not
Clemmer's
that. It's
doing
not,
you, silly, crazy shit all the time, just running around.
No, but like you just were out with your friends a lot more. You go out to the bar a lot because you couldn't text them. So you guys would just meet up and hang out. Like you were out a lot more back then. So you'd meet people that way. But you're right, though. You have access to meet people and speak to people that you would never have access to now, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And people that normally maybe they don't go to those sort of things, maybe they aren't like outgoing, maybe they aren't into that sort of stuff. And I'm just saying, it's all this interconnectivity and then all coming through that one medium makes it more of a limb, makes it more of something you should be more thankful for, I think, on a day-to-day basis. That's all I'm saying. And that's in the spirit of this bracket, to steal Tommyism. Was it Sanctity or Sanctity of the Bracket Pick, right?
Yeah, I just think there's more things to be thankful for with music than there are phones. Because there's a middle ground of like, yeah, I'm thankful for my phone for these reasons, but I'm also not thankful for my phone for these reasons. You know what I mean?
Robbie?
Music.
Music. Clemmer.
Yeah, like if it was the Arizona 99 cent iced tea or the phone, I would choose Arizona iced tea.
You just want to get that one last dig.
Yeah, I have to. No, music.
So now it's music versus dogs.
Oh, that's
clever. That's a good final.
This is to go into the final.
Oh, on this, I thought that was side. The final.
Music versus dogs.
I gotta pick dogs. My dog's right back at me. I gotta pick dogs.
Gotta pick dogs.
It might just be a dog person thing. If you're a dog person, you might be picking dog over everything, but like you gotta pick dogs.
So, but here, and this is where I get into a struggle, but that same logic you're using versus dogs, you couldn't use your cell phone versus music. Like you could go without music forever. But not without
dogs.
See,
that's the thing. It's not about dogs.
True. Without
we
thankful day-to-day basis.
We want Wakefield, not true. Melfi.
We love you, Melfi.
Boo, Melfi, boo.
Don't boo the dog, Melfi.
Melfi's such a cute little fox, though.
Can you bring him into the office?
Wakefield? He's so old.
No, Melfi.
Oh, Melfi? Yeah, but I don't know. She's crazy.
Yeah! Wakefield! Oh, look at that old little face.
For people at home, Wakefield's 14 and a half, so he's very old.
He's got the white face. Yeah,
he's
so
very
cute.
Adorable dog.
I'm thankful for old dog's faces, the little white other face. I'm thankful for that.
So we're two for dogs right now.
Yeah, I'm... It's really hard because I'm thinking about what I'm more grateful for on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, my dogs don't live with me. I think if I had my own dog, it would be different. But my dogs are my family dogs. So I don't see them every day. So I'm not – I am thankful for them every day. But, like, I'm going to go music.
I'm going to go music as well. And, again, it's just, like, on day-to-day basis. Yeah. Again, I don't have a dog either.
Because I don't have my dog to, like, comfort me. Like, oh, thank God you're here so we can cuddle. Like, I do when I'm with them. But when I'm sad and I'm in my apartment, like, it's just me and my headphones.
And that's part of the personal aspect of this is, like I have a cat. If it was a cat, I would pick cats. Mm-hmm. But it's dogs, and I don't have a dog, so I can't have a dog. And in my apartment, a dog would be, like, suffocated. It would be miserable. So could I go with music tied up? Vibsy.
Music and dog kind of parallels for me. I feel like both kind of relieve stress. Mm-hmm. I when I'm on a run, I listen to the music. But when I'm home and I'm feeling anxious and I'm laying there, I kind of take my dog and I just, like, pull it in towards me and kind of give it a hug. And I'm just like, ah, all right. And they're happy. And like I said, when you get home, they're happy to see you. And you just kind of forget about your shitty day. And you're like, okay, I got my pal. I got my buddy. I know I picked air conditioner over dogs, but I'm going to have to pick dogs over music. I'm going dogs. I love my dogs.
Dogs in the final. Now we're going to go to the other side before of the playoffs. Before we do that, let's talk about Ibotta. How does a free Thanksgiving sound?
Amazing.
Amazing, right? Well, this year, Ibotta is here to give you cash back and help you make sure your Thanksgiving table is complete, because who wants turkey without the gravy? Starting November 1st, and which is obviously before, for the fourth year in a row, Ibotta is giving 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving feast. Just add the offers in the app to redeem everything that you need to make your Thanksgiving feast complete. All you have to do is shop at your favorite retailers and upload your receipt. Ibotta gives you cash back on hundreds of grocery items, from produce to personal care to pantry goods, so that you can make sure that you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. Other apps can give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, you get real cash back that you can cash out into your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Gift cards. I don't know why I pronounce it that way. Weird emphasis on it. You can also earn cash back on hundreds of online brands and retailers too when you start with Ibotta, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Download the Ibotta app now and use code LIGHTS to get 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving dinner starting November 1st. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and use code LIGHTS. That's Ibotta in the Google App Play or App Store and use code LIGHTS. Shout out to Ibotta. All right, on the personal end of the bracket, Ken Burns docs versus having limbs. Vibsy.
You know what? if I didn't have limbs, I would be perfectly fine being propped up on a couch and just watching the 8 billion hours of Ken Burns documentary footage. It's so fascinating. You just feel like such a smart person after watching it. And you genuinely, I think, care more about America and this country, and you're more proud. Like, if you watch the Lewis and Clark documentary, you're just like, holy shit. Them traveling to the West Coast was like going to Mars. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They had no help. They couldn't just like pull out a cell phone. Mm. Yeah, well, they had Sacagawea and her baby.
And her baby.
And they ran into like Sacagawea's like brother, like half-brother, and I don't know what it was, brother. they ran into him in like Idaho, and he saved them. It's crazy. Ken Burns is just... He's a true patriot. He's a true fucking American. And he has a horrible, horrible haircut.
He does.
But we can look past that because he's made such good documentaries.
Lewis and Clark, did they make a movie with that with Chris Farley, right? And like Matthew Perry?
Oh, man. I don't know about that.
Yeah, Almost Heroes.
Almost Heroes.
It's Chris Farley's last movie. Excuse me.
Wait, is it serious or is it a comedy?
It's comedy.
Okay, all right. I was like,
are they Lewis and Clark or are they competing? I forget.
I saw it when it came out. It came out after Chris Farley died, so it had this like really dark cloud around it. Yeah. It didn't do well.
I don't know if you ever. There's the Lewis and Clark story. I think it was Meriwether Lewis. He had a dog on the expedition, and Indians stole his dog, and he took the whole expedition, got his dog back, and I think he killed people.
Like John Wick.
It was the original John Wick. I think that's what I blogged it one time.
Talking about a guy that's thankful for dogs.
The original John Wick. So very thankful for dogs.
One for Ken Burns.
Ken Burns, baby.
I'm going to go with Ken Burns, too. I just want to get the limbs one out of here. Gia.
I'm going limbs.
One for limbs, 2-1.
I'm going limbs, too. I'm not. Listen, I like Ken Burns, but I can't like claim to be a Ken Burns guy.
That's fair. Clemmer?
I often think about what I would do if I was like, I couldn't leave the house. I was like, and like, what would I watch? And I imagine I would watch a lot of like Law and Order because you'd never get old because there's so many episodes. And I would watch a lot of Ken Burns because there's so many hours. You learn so much. You feel like you're stuck in that world. So I'm also going on strike, not picking the health ones or any of those things. But Ken Burns is a great pick. Ken Burns.
And now we have not having a peanut allergy versus weed.
Ooh.
Clemmer.
Once again, anti-health, weed.
Weed is good for your health, to be fair.
Is it?
It's true.
I don't know.
So. It helps stress.
My popular frontal.
I read somewhere that
if you have like schizophrenia,
COVID away,
glaucoma.
I thought weed causes worsens schizophrenia.
No, like acid does and shrooms. I thought
it's good for your eyes, right?
Oh no, it's not schizophrenia. Yeah. Seizures.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's really
yeah.
good for like epilepsy.
Yeah.
So, also for anxiety.
Yeah.
Totally.
There's one for weed.
Yeah.
Robbie? Weed, for sure. Weed.
Weed.
Stay off the weed.
Weed.
Yeah.
I'm going to go weed.
What happened to the smoking Big Doinks and Amish guy? Did he die?
He died. He's
oh, he did?
Yes.
Yeah, yep. He died like 2 years ago.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Might have died during COVID.
Did he? He was a big... I just remember he was a big fellow who was just hanging out in the cornfield, and he was like, smoking Big Doinks and Amish? Come on by.
Yeah,
it was just sort of vague invite.
It was
in the middle of a cornfield in Lancaster County. Like, it's hard to find you. Vibzy, I'm voting weed as well, but
I feel like I have to say weed because I didn't last time, and I want people online to know.
People to know that you burn.
But if I couldn't have like Reese's cups,
yeah,
like for Halloween, like that's the number one candy.
See, I don't like those, so that was easy.
I love them. They're so good.
I don't like peanut butter or anything like that.
Reese's and Snickers, like 1A, 1B.
So now
I'm gonna go not having a peanut allergy. I'm not allergic to any. I have like seasonal allergies, but I'm not allergic to any food. There's nothing better than just not having to worry about what is in food. Like you can just eat whatever. It doesn't matter. Oh, that's good. Not having a peanut allergy.
So now you're in deep shit as far as trying to look cool, because now it's weed versus Ken Burns documentaries.
dude,
the old
they
debate
go very well together.
So now you are in dangerous waters, my
friend. Well, the thing that got me into Ken Burns documentaries was weed. So, but dude, there's nothing cooler than fucking expanding your mind with fucking history, dude. Ken Burns documentaries over actually. Yeah, Ken Burns documentaries. I tried to watch.
I mean, Ken Burns is a great weed strain name.
Oh my god! Wow. Yes.
Oh shit!
He needs remove, to come out with that.
Yeah,
Ken Jack, that's a great line, but remove that from this clip because we're taking that. Yeah. We're making money.
You're Ken Burns.
fuck yeah! I would like to preface it with I would not be into Ken Burns documentaries without weed. It just makes it so much better because, like I said about the basketball, like you feel like you really know the history. You're like fuck. These people were living that. They were living the life, man. They were about it. And so, Ken Burns. If you don't, Gia, I want you to look up a picture of Ken Burns. Do it right now.
I did.
His little haircut.
Yeah,
goofball haircut.
He's a silly little man. I looked him up because I was confused.
Silly little man.
He rivals Chris Klimmer with his little silly activities, running around doing ducks. But yeah, I'm going Ken Burns over Reed.
Ken Burns. I'm gonna go with. I can't claim to be cool, so I'm gonna have to go with Ken Burns docs.
Fuck yeah! I did. Can I just say I never thought Ken Burns would even make it this far?
Yeah, no, I'm
shocked.
This is a throwaway.
Well, here's the thing: you have me and Klemmer who are big history guys, so this is really helps you here. If Nick was still here, it might be very different, but as of right now,
true.
The Kush King,
the founder of Barstool Kush,
Accidentally smoked Reggie though, which is that was unbelievable. Did you see that? He accidentally smoked Reggie.
No,
Barstool Kush, rough. Gia,
weed.
Weed 2-1 Lame. In favor of Ken.
Sorry to that.
Again,
man.
Same as last time. I can't claim to be a Ken Burns guy. I can claim to be a weed guy.
Lame. Ken Burns versus weed. Klemmer.
Comes down to Klemmer.
I mean, he's a no-brainer. Ken Burns from New Hampshire. I was raised in New Hampshire. Ken Burns, a great storyteller.
Is Ken Burns in the finals here?
Yeah.
I like my weed, baby. Ken Burns, baby. Bring me the Burns.
This is the greatest day of my life.
So now.
Is the finals of things that we're grateful for?
Ken Burns versus dogs.
Versus Ken Burns.
Dogs versus Ken.
One of the best finals ever.
This is the most classic bracket matchup finals ever. Ken Burns documentaries versus dogs for things we're most thankful
for. The internet, limbs, blindness, deafness. Yeah. Throw those out of there.
Ken Burns.
Ken Burns and dogs. I'm sorry.
I got to say, Ken Burns outside of Ken Burns didn't play nobody, to be honest.
It's all about matchups. It's about matchups. Just like March Madness. It's all about matchups.
This is them playing Bama. This is a rough matchup. Or that's a more of a football thing.
Rough like dogs.
Kansas.
Oh yeah, see there you go. So dogs versus Ken Burns, rough. Dogs Clemmer.
Yeah, I love Ken Burns, but this is dogs in a sweep. This isn't even close. Dogs by 10,000 miles.
Dogs.
This should be a sweep for dogs, I think. This is an easy one. If you're picking a documentary, any kind of documentary over a living, breathing animal that mm-hmm. does nothing but love you and cuddle you, you're crazy.
Dogs.
Arf, arf.
Dogs. I'm going to throw for dogs too, but...
Oh, part of me wishes I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I'd have a Ken Burns curled up on my pillow by my head with his little haircut, but... I gotta go dogs. Having Nora Jones and Jane, that's much better than a little Ken Burns, I gotta say.
So the winner of bracket 103, things that we're the most thankful for is dogs, which is surprising considering who only you two actually live with a dog, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, which so makes it a little bit surprising just because you guys are in the minority.
That just goes to show how great dogs
the power
are.
Yeah,
but my
dogs
are my sisters. Like, I call them my sisters.
Yeah, so that's the power of dogs here. But thank you for listening. Thank you guys for joining in and filling in. We'll be back next week with a new topic.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America. And once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup? It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry, you name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special, folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code Barstool for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut. We'll be right back.